NPR's Ina Jaffe has been covering the campaign of California Governor Gray Davis, and she joins us now from our studios in Los Angeles. Ina, Gray Davis hasn't really said much about the allegations against Schwarzenegger regarding sexual misconduct, but he did speak out this morning on Schwarzenegger's alleged remarks in the 1970s about admiring Adolf Hitler.
That's right. He said that anyone admiring anything about Adolf Hitler shocks the conscience. Other Democrats have also been speaking out. California Senior Senator Dianne Feinstein said that if Schwarzenegger said these things, then she didn't want that man as her governor. Congressman Tom Lantos, who's a Holocaust survivor, called on Schwarzenegger to quit the race. Sexual harassment allegations are another matter. Davis has simply said the voters will have to decide how significant that is. But the Davis campaign doesn't really have to do anything on its own with this issue. There's now a TV commercial beginning to play in major markets throughout the state of California, produced by the internet political group MoveOn.org. And the ad says, "You cannot vote for this man because Arnold Schwarzenegger has a serious problem with women." It urges a no vote on the recall. Also this morning, the California Women's Law Center asked the district attorney to open a criminal investigation into possible sexual battery charges.
And meanwhile, the polls show Schwarzenegger well ahead of all the other candidates on the replacement ballot, and Gray Davis still likely to be recalled. Schwarzenegger's campaign has been acting like this election is pretty much a done deal. I can't imagine that the Davis camp sees it that way.
Well, they don't quite, though. The recent polls have got to be discouraging, because about a month ago it looked like they were closing the gap. But today, the field poll shows 57% of voters want to recall Davis. A few days ago, the LA Times poll showed 56% backing the recall. I should mention both these polls were taken before these allegations of sexual misconduct against Schwarzenegger were revealed in the LA Times. But a big reason for the problems that Davis is having is that he isn't getting enough support from voters in his own party, especially from traditional Democratic constituencies like labor union members and Latino voters. In fact, the Times poll found a slight majority of union members favoring the recall, and Latinos evenly split.
With so little time left in this campaign, what is the Davis camp doing to bring the Democrats back into the fold?
Well, despite the coolness toward Davis from some union voters, organized labor has strongly backed the governor from day one, and they're ramping up their efforts this weekend. They've got a huge phone bank operation going, and union members who aren't firmly in the know on recall column will probably get several phone calls before this is all over. And union activists are also walking precincts on Saturday and Sunday, and Monday going door-to-door to union members' homes. Other than that, the governor's continuing what he's been doing the past couple of months. He's governing very visibly, signing lots of bills into law on issues important to his supporters. And he's also campaigning with very well-known Democrats. Earlier in the week, it was the newest presidential contender, retired General Wesley Clark. And today, it's Congressman and presidential contender Richard Gephardt. One more thing. He's also become quite blunt about framing the alternatives that voters have in this race. Vote no on the recall or say hello to Governor Schwarzenegger. There's some evidence in the polls that some recall backers would change and vote no if they thought Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to win the election.
Thank you, Ina.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ina Jaffe covering the Davis campaign.